Word of Hope has been working with ex-prisoners for 9 years, but last year it got a big financial boost, a $785,000 federal grant to expand the mentoring and job training it offers to 18 to 24-year-olds. Governor Doyle says the state prison system plans to work more closely with the center now and encourage other church groups to do similar work.
It really is a question of a very, very active community-based church that saw a need in their community and rose up to meet it.
The governor says he's not concerned about separation of church and state issues with such programs as long as they don't place restrictions on who they serve.
This is being operated out of a faith-based organization, but it is open to anybody of any faith or of no faith.
Word of Hope's director, Pastor C.H. McClellan, says faith is a key component of the success the program has had in finding jobs for ex-convicts and keeping them from returning to jail, but he says the goal is not to save souls.
We're not proselytizing individuals. We're not preaching to them so much as we are presenting an example with them and an attitude of care and concern for their well-being.
McClellan says the mentoring program the center runs works closely with probation and parole agents. He says they've worked with more than 200 former prisoners over the last 2 years, and 60% of them now have jobs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.